Good morning, everybody. What a pleasure it is and a joy it is to be able to share the Word of God with you. I want to invite you to focus in with me on the epistle reading that we had. As we did last week, we looked at 2 Corinthians. Beautiful reading again this week. Paul is talking about something that is actually quite amazing. A text is this. It's, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes on not what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would enlighten our hearts and minds, Lord, that the thoughts of our hearts, the words of my mouth, that they would be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. So Paul claims in these verses that he has found the secret, a secret that the whole world would like to know. And it's to not lose heart, but to be renewed day by day. And it doesn't matter whether you are a believer, whether you are a non-believer. It doesn't matter at all. This applies. And I love it when Scripture is so clear and so practical that it reaches out and appeals in such a powerful and clear way to anybody and everybody. You know, there's two ways, you know, we can look at this as he shares this. Two really amazing blessings. One from the negative side, you will never lose heart. He says you don't lose heart. What a blessing is that? And then he says, on the positive sense, you will be renewed every day. In essence, this is what experiencing the love and sharing that love of Jesus Christ is about. Now, you think about it, if you look at it from one side of it, you know, did anybody today, as you're coming in and you get up in the morning, you think, "Oh, you know, I really hope the sermon today is horrible." You know, and you're driving in and you're thinking, "Oh my goodness, I hope the choir doesn't sing. You guys do a great job. I'm so glad." I mean, you know, we just don't do that. You know, that's not normal. It's not good. We just don't look at it like that, you know. Look at things a little bit differently, but that can just creep in. How easily we can look at things a little more on the negative side. I read an article this week from the New York Times, and I was musing with my daughter about it 2 days ago. It's about little mundane things. And the guy was talking about two different types of people. He says there's maximizers, and then there's satisficers. And you can identify to this. He was talking about something that Jill and I went through. We were trying to figure out where to eat when we were on our vacation. You ever do that? You kind of labor and worry about what you're going to eat for dinner, you know. And he said, "Okay, if you're a maximizer, then what you do is you go through all the possibilities. So you're going through all the possibilities. Let's say you're going out to eat. No, this one, not that one, not this one, not that one. And you end up not deciding, and you just hope that you don't eat something you don't like." But, you know, on the other side, you got the satisficers, and they are, you know, just kind of just make the decision, just do it. Maybe don't do the research, but just boom, done. And, you know, we were talking about this, and I said, "Rachel, my daughter, what are you?" She goes, "I think I'm a maximizer. I think Matthew, my middle son there, is a maximizer, too. I think you're a satisficer." And, you know, because what you do is they were talking about it, trying to figure out where they were going to eat dinner in Seattle when they were having vacation together. And Matt and Rachel are going through all the possibilities. And Matt married a satisficer, Maddie. And she said, "Hey, look, if you guys keep, you know, on the internet for the next 3 hours, we're going to get stuck in rush hour traffic and we're not going to eat. Let's go eat." And it's the little things. It's these little teeny things. Big, small, doesn't matter. They wear on us. They tear us down. And it causes us, this is 24/7, it works on us. And it's one of the difficult things that we have to deal with. It's about losing heart. You know, and it just can happen so absolutely commonly. And you know, who in the world would say that they don't want this? Who in the world would say that they do not want what Paul is talking about? This is an amazing, beautiful, wonderful secret that he's sharing with you. Now, I'm sorry, I realize, and we heard in the reading, thank you, Risa, for sharing, you know, this world is tough, and this world is miserable at times. And I'm sorry if you are overwhelmed with a horrible problem in your life. It happens. There's times and there's seasons, and I'm praying for you. And I'm really sorry for that. That is a reality, and we have to deal with that. And I can't sweep that under the carpet. I can't say it doesn't exist. It does exist. But I want to tell you that Paul's coming to you in that situation. He's coming to you in all situations. And Paul, we need to listen to, okay? Because he is not just talking out of the air here. When you read this chapter, read the chapter later on, he uses real life experiences from himself, and he has gone through stuff like being thrown to lions, having persecution that we can't even begin to imagine. He didn't have a house, he didn't have goods, he didn't have any of this stuff. So he knows what he's talking about. And God made him go through this. Matter of fact, when he came to know the Lord told him straight up, he said, I'm going to show you how much you have to suffer for me. This is part of your call. And this is why he did this. And Paul's not interested in getting notoriety, as many people would. They find a secret like this, what would they do? They'd write a book, they'd go on tour. You got it. You think of the millions you would make at this and the millions that is made at this. Paul is not interested in notoriety and fame. He's talking just as a friend talks to a friend and says, hey, I found this, do you want it? This is reality. And we lose heart because losing heart is part of this world. A reading from Genesis brought this out. This world is broken. It is absolutely messed up, and we are part of it because we're born into it. And, you know, here's an interesting thought. Let me just plant this in your mind to help you think about the need for faith and trust in God every day. God saved you. You came to the baptismal font. Most likely everybody here is a baby. You're saved. Your salvation is secure. Nothing can take that away because it's in the blood and the scars of Christ. However, God has chosen to save you daily. And his salvation works daily. As you go through your life, it is this daily, that daily salvation that we experience and we grow in. That's what Paul's talking about. We are saved, but we are not already free from corruption and death. That's what he means about wasting away. That's what he's talking about when he talks about wasting away. It affects our bodies. We have to deal with people. People are not perfect. This is a reality of our life. And he comes to us in this situation, and he says the secret is this. Simpler than you and I might even ever have thought about. And it's in the verse itself. Day by day. That's the secret. It is day by day. You look at the word renewed. The Bible study, we're going to look at this word in Greek. We're going to consider this. The word renewed means you run out. It means you go empty. And your spiritual metabolism is such that you spiritually cannot live on last week's meal. Can't do it. Doesn't work like that. Your spiritual tank is not the type that it doesn't need to be refilled. It has to be refilled. There is no shot that you can take spiritually. There is no booster that you're going to take away from stress and struggles and the devil that's going to work for 10 years. Not going to happen. You need it every single day. And that's what Jesus is talking about. Jesus mentions in Matthew, and he also mentions it in other places in Scripture, but he says, therefore, in Matthew 6, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. The trouble is just going to come. It's a reality of who we are and where we are, and you need to be refilled. The secret is day by day by day by day. Every single day, you put your focus on where your focus can find the strength and the food and the blessing that it needs. And the renewal works in the most beautiful way. Because God has made us in such a way that, you know, what we put in our heads. He's designed us that, you know, He wants to put good ideas in our heads, and He's designed people such that the condition of our hearts is inextricably connected with the content that is in our heads. And so you need to get in your mind every day good things, good ideas that come from God. And I can't think of any Christian who walks in victory, who walks in the confidence of God's grace, that doesn't have thoughts about Scripture and thoughts about God in their mind. God wants to plant this in your mind. He wants to strengthen you with this every day. And day by day is what we need. That's the strength, that's the secret that Paul is talking about. Now, what Paul shares with us, he talks about it in the text, and I would encourage you, I didn't print out the whole verse, the verse set for you from this whole chapter, but you can read it later on. Last week in your bulletins, we had the beginning part of the chapter, and here we have the second part. Now, Paul shares with us how this works and how this develops in our life, because he does something interesting in the chapter. You'll notice at the beginning of verse 16 there's a little word, therefore. That word, therefore, or in the ESV on the back of your bulletins, it's so. What that word is in Greek, it's referring you back to what Paul has said, and that's the key. What you have to do is you have to look back to be renewed at what God has done in your life. Certainly, He's done incredible, wonderful things in your life. You have to hold on to those. Consider what Paul talked about in the text just up above. He says, we are afflicted, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not despairing. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. What is Paul doing? Paul is looking back, renewing himself in the day by remembering what God had done in the past. You have to focus like that. You have to think about what God has delivered you from, how He's delivered you from it. That will be your strength day by day. This is one of the things that Paul does, and in the Greek text, that's this purpose of the word so, or therefore. He's saying, look back at what I just said. Remember that. And then he does the other thing that's the key for our renewal every day. He looks forward. How does he look forward? Doesn't look at what's seen. He's looking at things differently. What does he mean by that? Well, let's look at some characters from the Bible. As David went out to fight this giant, I don't know what giants you're dealing with in your life, in your heart. He had to believe that that stone was going to hit the mark. As Noah had built that ark and put pitch on it, he had to believe this sucker is going to float. And as they marched around those walls of Jericho, they had to believe that the walls were going to come down. They had not yet. And it's a matter of how you approach it. How are you seeing things? Are you seeing things negatively? Are you seeing God in the midst of them? Now, I'm not saying you're going to see victory from straight out, because it doesn't happen like that. Life doesn't happen. But Paul's saying, look back at what God has done. This will encourage you. And look forward, believing what God's able to do. What do you see? When Jesus died on the cross, he had to believe that tomb was going to open. He had to believe that his eyes were going to pop open and he was going to come back to life. And God wants to breathe life into you, into me. He wants us to have that encouragement, and it's something that we do have to work at. We have to bring our flesh in line, and we have to tell Satan, no, not today. Today is a different day. Today is the day the Lord has made, and I will be glad and rejoice in it. In Jesus' name, amen.